You know what makes these events? The actual networking. Not talking to the speakers, not really listening to the speakers, but when you're talking out to everybody at the event, you got some heavy hitters there, you got some people doing some things, and you hear one or two things that'll plant a seed and it'll change your business.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. My name's Javier Hinojo. I am your host of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And on today's show, I'm going to give you guys a recap of the week that I spent out in Cancun in a real estate retreat called TAB, T-A-B, the absolute best. I was out there for about a week. I'm going to give you my key takeaways and make sure you listen to the end because I have a really good one towards the end. So I'll tell you what, guys, it was a week. It was good. I didn't drink that much. I think I might've had like 12 drinks in 8 days, 7 days. That's not bad. When you're hanging out at an all-inclusive, all you can eat, all you can drink, all you can do, everything. So I think I did very, very well. The goal was to lose 5 pounds. I lost 2 pounds. So who puts a goal to lose weight on vacation? Only if you want to suffer on vacation like I do. But listen, you go on vacation, then you get back home and then you feel miserable because you gained like 7 pounds. But you had a good time. So it's one thing or the other, right? So to each his own. And I wanted to lose 2 pounds. So I mean, 5 pounds and I lost two. I was trying to be good. Trying to be good. But anyways, my good friend, Terry Thayer, he invited me to be a speaker at the event. And it was a pretty, pretty cool event. It was pretty busy for us speakers. But it was pretty cool. Met a lot of great people. We hanged out a lot. We went dancing. I don't go dancing, but you know, we went dancing a couple of nights, and that was fun. And took some of my staff out there. I had 7 from my staff. I had my wife and my son, so I had 10 people out there at the event, and they definitely enjoyed being part of it. So let me give you kind of the rundown of what happened. The first day was we got there on a Saturday, and it just kind of just a meet and greet party. We just hang out, you know, just get some drinks and some hors d'oeuvres, and we just hanged out, just kind of a meet and greet. Then the next day started at 9 o'clock in the morning, right? Registration at eight to nine, and they started getting your speakers. Nobody knew who the speakers were going to be. I didn't even know when I was going to speak, right? So I kind of had an idea, but I couldn't tell nobody. I just had to kind of keep it quiet. And we kick it off. Terry kicks it off and just starts talking about TAB, and we start bringing up the speakers, right? Boom, speaker after speaker after speaker, kind of like a TED talk, right? 30 minutes, 45 minutes max, 30-minute presentation, you know, 15-minute Q&A, maybe a little bit longer. And we had some really, really good speakers. We had Tim Story, which he's the personal coach of Oprah and Robert Downey Jr. and a whole bunch of people. And it was so funny because he's sitting there and he's talking like, I was at Oprah's house out in California, you know, hanging out at the patio, you know, in the backyard, right? Just overlooking the ocean, right? You know what I mean? Like we've been there before, right? It was so funny. He's like, I was eating with P. Diddy at his house, you know, in his big long table, 40-foot table, you know what I mean, right? It was hilarious. But by far, he was probably the best speaker out there. I mean, he's a professional speaker, and he definitely has, he's inspirational and motivational. If you guys have not heard him, Tim Story, and he's got a lot of great content, a lot of great stuff. So he was one of the heavy hitters on there. And I was just honored to be on the stage with those guys. And I told my staff, take a lot of pictures when I'm up there. Take a lot of pictures. I was up there with some pretty heavy hitters that we had, Ryan Bennett out there. While we had Pace Morby, you know, we had a lot of great speakers. So for me, it was very humbling. We had a couple of speakers that couldn't show up because I think one got COVID and then one got sick and like an emergency I had to go take care of. So it was unfortunate, but you know, we still had a great event. And some people were there because they wanted to see a certain speaker that didn't show up. So this is what I told everybody. And this is one of the takeaways that I'm going to give you is, you know, sometimes you go to these events to talk to the speaker, you know, or listen to a speaker, which is great. There's nothing wrong with that. I've been to plenty of events where I want to hear a speaker, you know, talk about his expertise. I just want to hear him. I'm a fan, right? I'm a fan. Oh yeah. My good friend, Tim Bratz, was there as well. That was pretty fun. Some people snuck into a water park and it was at 3 a.m. and anyway, a whole bunch of fun stuff. I didn't do that, you know, just to stay out there, but it was fun. Anyways, so some folks were a little bit disappointed that their speaker didn't show up, but this is what I told everybody. I've been to events where I wanted to go see a speaker, listen to somebody, And I paid money to be there. I paid big money to be there. For some reason, they weren't around, right? Because life happens. But in 2018, October 2018, I was in an event like that in Vegas. And sure, there was a lot of speakers out there. Actually, there was Kathy Ireland. Any of you guys who are a little bit older who know who that supermodel is? She was like the ambassador for the event. So I had such a huge crush on her when I was in my teens. Supermodel. Anyways, and you know what makes these events? The actual networking. Not talking to the speakers, not really listening to the speakers, but when you're talking out to everybody at the event, you got some heavy hitters there, you got some people doing some things, and you hear one or two things that'll plant a seed and it'll change your business. Okay. So you got to network. Speakers can't speak, you know, don't take off by yourself, go eat somewhere, go eat a sandwich somewhere, go to the coffee, go upstairs, do some work. Don't go to your room, network, hang out. That's where the real connections are made. So in 2018, October, that's when I met a friend of mine, Tim Brotz, and he had just barely started doing his coaching. And I remember he told me, hey man, I know you're flipping houses, because I was flipping houses at the time. He said, hey man, I know you're flipping houses, so just buy an apartment building. It'll change your life. That's all he told me. And it stuck to me. It's just stuck in me. And I'm a little slow, right? It took me a year later to actually take action. But I mean, that planted a seed for me, right? Out of the whole event, that's the whole thing I took out, right? And now fast forward, you know, 2 years later, I got 690 units, right? $50 million worth of apartment buildings because of that one conversation that I had off the stage, not on stage, not with a speaker, but with just somebody hanging out, you know, just chilling, you know, just networking. So that is huge. That is big. So the biggest tip I can give you guys for when you go to the events, don't disappear. Don't be a hermit crab. Stay around, hang around. Even if you don't like to talk, just jump in a circle, right? Come in, bring yourself I like ginger ale and Makers, right? Some whiskey. So I'll just come up with two drinks. I'll be like, hey guys, who wants a drink, right? I got, you know, ginger and Makers, right? Right here. Here we go, right? And somebody grabs a drink and I just jump right into the circle, right? If you don't drink, get yourself a soda, right? And bring a drink and buy somebody a drink. Hey guys, I got a mojito. Who wants a mojito right here? And then you pass it to somebody and just sit in the circle. Trust me, you'll be welcome in that circle right away. Bring some food, bring some drinks, and just sit there and listen to what they're saying. Even if you're brand new, you don't know what the heck you're saying, just sit there like a fly on the wall and do that. I mean, that's so easy to do, and just connect and network. And I've always said it, and I'll keep saying it, a lot of my biggest deals, a lot of things happen at these events. I'm able to raise money. I'm able to help people on some projects. I had a lady who bought a 100-unit apartment building. She didn't know what to do with it. She's like, hey, shall you partner up? Shall we do it together? And after we talked about it, I'm like, you know what? You should just sell it. She already has somebody who wanted to buy it. We looked at the whole project, how much time, energy, and effort it was going to take. I said, why don't you sell it? You make a few hundred grand, and you're off, because it was going to be a heavy lift. And it was the first one. And I said, a big one. I said, just sell it. And that same seller that sold her that one has another one, like 160, 170 units that she knows the seller personally. And he's telling, hey, why don't you buy this from me? And we're going to work on that together, right? Maybe we buy an apartment building. Maybe we don't. But at least I helped her out. And I made that connection, right? And for me, that's huge, because those are the type of connections that start, you know, lifting you up, you know, your business, right? It started giving you some momentum, just making a connection here, connection there. And everybody that's usually at these events are already doing something. They're doers, right? They want to go out and they want to take action. So biggest takeaway is network with everybody. And you don't know who you can meet. One door will open another door, will open another door, will open another door, will open another door. Okay. Don't spend, if you're on a tight budget, save money, pick your battles, pick where you can go network, pick events that you got to go to. Yes, Zoom meetings and all that is great, but there's nothing like meeting in person. Once you're meeting in person, it is super cool. I enjoy it. Yeah, I know social media is awesome. You can hit the masses. Yes, it's great. But if you don't have a social media presence and you're starting out, you got to go do it old school. Okay. You got to go network. If you want to go flip houses, go these flipping conferences, right? You're going to wholesale, go to these wholesale conferences. You want to do apartments, you go to these apartment conferences, right? It's 2 or 3 days, $200-$300. And then the hotel, you know, another $200-$300. And then your flight, you'll spend $1,500 for a 4 day, 3 or 4 day weekend. And you should make your money back in a heartbeat. Okay. Yeah. And all these people are going to try to sell you a coaching program or a mastermind for sure. Right. I mean, if you ever come out to one of my events for my off market event, hey, you're paying for the event. I'm not going to pitch you a mastermind, but I'll mention it. I said, hey guys, you got a mastermind. This is how it works. Right. There's no hard sell, nothing like that. Well, I don't do it that way, but you know, that's why they're able to do it so cheaply, because, or so inexpensive, because there'll be some people who want to jump on board. They like what they hear. And these folks get some coaching students, right? And now they make money together. So even if you don't have the money for the coaching, you don't have the 10 grand, 30 grand, 50 grand for their coaching, it's okay. Still take advantage of this and go make those connections. You can find a great partner. Maybe you have a lot of time. You can find deals and you find a partner who's got money and can sign on loans. They just don't have time. Okay. You guys become a good fit. Trust me, go to these events, network. I know it's still COVID and all that stuff is out there, but you can stay in your house and do it all through Zoom, right? I mean, it's up to you guys. So I enjoyed my time. The last, those 7 days was awesome. I had a good time. And I'm telling you guys, got a network. I'm going to another one tomorrow. I'll be in Tampa for an influencers event. And there'll be some pretty good influencers out there so I can go learn. And let me see what I can sponge up, right? So trust me, if I don't know some folks, I'm going to come up with like 4 drinks. Hey guys, drinks, bam. And then come in there and then just start listening to these guys, see what they're talking about and just start making some connections. So don't forget, network, network, network. All right. That's number 2 of the trifecta is network. Number 1 is believe. Number 2 is network. And number 3 is take action. And don't forget to follow me on social media, Instagram, your YouTube channel, all this cool stuff. You guys are going to be very pleased with the YouTube. We're going to do a lot of videos. We're doing a lot of content. Give us about 20 days, 30 days, and you're going to start seeing a lot of content on YouTube. So I expect you to leave some comments. Thank you so much. Leave a review. Don't lose your shirt. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that will help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily. But I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.